Right on. Sounds good.
Ladies and gentlemen, man, we are back for a different show, a new show, That Grit Show. Speaking of grit, man, I got the man right next to me. He is the epitome of grit. I promise you that. If you ain't checked him out, man, you need to check him out. His training schedule is crazy. He's preparing for his next fight, February 8th in Neosho, Missouri.
Neosho, Missouri, Neosho Civic Center. Yes, sir.
Yep. There you go. And you got tickets, man, right?
Got tickets. Yep. Tickets are going fast. So, get with us, get with me and Madison, Ryan Mossberg, any of us, get with Aaron. You know, tickets are going quick. Don't be too late. We're going to pack the place up. It's going to be sold out in no time.
Yeah. And it's going to be a good amount of fights too. It's not just boxing. I know you got, there's going to be some MMA, some amateur boxing. I'm telling you right now, man, you do not want to miss it. You need to get tickets, get with Ryan or Colton or his wife or myself or somebody. I mean, get with somebody. So, man, this show is going to be something cool, I think. It's definitely your show. We're going to talk about you mainly, get the fans interacted with you and get to know you on a more personal level. And then, you know, as time goes on, we're just going to talk about whatever's in our hearts or on our minds or just, you know, just bullshit.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. I'm thankful.
Hell yeah. Before we get started, man, let's go ahead and do some shout outs on some sponsors that you got for the fight.
Oh, yeah. First and foremost, I want to thank God. You know, of course, God, without God, none of this would be possible. This is great. This is an awesome dream I'm chasing, you know, everybody along with me. I'm blessed. I'm thankful for you making this happen. You know, this is big and this is only going to grow, get bigger. You know, Mossberg Boxing Academy, man, we go way back and this is a good coach, good team. I'm around good guys all the time. You know, we all want to build each other up. It's great. I want to thank Bryant Boxing. They got the best boxing gloves, you know, in the business. You know, top notch. I'm looking forward to fighting with their gloves. I can't wait. I'm thankful. I'm blessed. Grant Custom Embroidery. The shirts. They're working with us, getting some great stuff going with us. Vincent Creative, of course. You know, without you, none of this is possible. I'm thankful. You do a lot of work with me, for me. I'm blessed and thankful for that, brother. More than I could say. Let's see. El Charo, man. They are I tell you what, man.
Yeah, that's where we just came from, too. So, we had to get our grub on.
Had to. That place, top-notch, man. I love what they're doing. Love the story of how they're building. You know, only growing. Only every time I come, It's nicer. It's awesome. The place is great. The food's great. Coach, I didn't eat too much.
Yeah. But I was told not to take pictures.
Yeah. So. But everything's good. I'm thankful for everybody that's with us on this, and we're blessed. I'm blessed. I'm thankful. This is a dream come true. Everybody that's working with me, we're all working together. We're all building. We're all building dreams and chasing dreams and building each other up.
Right. You know, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I don't even think you're really chasing dreams, man. You just stack them up. I mean, it's like one thing right after another. You know, I've been knowing you for a long time. And one of the things I like about you is you're always humble. You've as much of a badass as I know you are. You don't just run around here and try to throw that in people's faces, and that's something I've really loved about you, man. And on top of that, man, you have an incredible inspirational story that I feel like people need to know, man. So go ahead and talk more about yourself, man. Let everybody know your upbringing. Start from the beginning, man.
I grew up pretty much around Joplin area my whole life. Grew up, had my mom, you know, my brother. So we moved around a little bit, you know, here and there, but moved around schools a little bit, but ended up, went to Galena, loved Galena. Not a lot of good people over in Galena, but pretty much came back to Joplin, and we've lived in Joplin a whole life. I've always loved fighting, you know.
Right.
And then I had my first, the first gym I ever went to was Skip Stewart's, you know. It's his show we're fighting on. It's great. But he used to have a gym over in Galena, and his little grandson, I was friends with Levi, and he took me to the gym my first time. I was probably 9 years old, you know. I loved it. So pretty much,
he's a legend in the industry too, man. Oh, yeah. Like he's big on.
Yeah, you know. Skip does a lot of great things for the sport. A lot, you know. He's been around a long time and knows, you know. He does a lot for the sport, a lot for the community. You know, we're all thankful and blessed for everything he does. You know, it's great. He's really somebody to look up to. He hard work. He shows hard work. You know, dedication. And that's why I can't wait to fight for him, fight on his card.
Right.
But, so loved fighting my whole life. I pretty much started off, you know, as a younger adult, making some rough decisions, you know.
Right.
I was kind of a knucklehead pretty well most of my young adult life. So, you know, and that's why I'm thankful for this, thankful for, you know, the team I'm on, thankful for the people that are with me that never gave up, you know. And if I can get anything across, it's just don't give up. Because I'm telling you what, I might not know I don't know the exact right ways of everything, but I can tell you what doesn't work. I can tell you what doesn't work, right. You know. So if I can use this, and it's a blessing because I'm dedicated to the sport of boxing. I love it. This is the best camp I've had. I love everybody around me. I love coming to work with you, bro. I love everything we're doing, what we do. We all work together, and it's I can get this going, and we can, people like you said, people get to know me a little better and know, you know, there's a lot more behind fighting than just the boxing.
Right. Right.
This can touch lives, you know. I'm trying to reach people that, you know, maybe maybe sooner than later, you know.
Right.
And I would like to help anybody. I love that. Anybody, like I don't push it on anybody, but being in the gym, being around this life and this love is real. So that's the main thing I'm thankful for, is the messages that we can get across to people.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, man, that's one of the things I like about combat sports in general. You know, I was the announcer there for a long time. It's definitely a family atmosphere. I mean, you start meeting people and they become brothers and sisters, and, you know, so if you're somebody that comes from a broken home, or somebody that just needs some guidance or some love, man, I'm telling you, you know, jump in one of them boxing gyms.
Oh yeah,
a lot of them places, you know, it becomes a camaraderie that you just can't find anywhere else.
Oh yeah, that's exactly it. Everybody in the gym is wanting to build each other up, and nobody's worried about where you came from or what. You know what your past may be. If you're there to get better every day, and you want to better your life, you better your boxing, you better your life. It's just, you know, it's all the way around a blessing. You can't go wrong with
right.
coming in to join a boxing team. And you know, you don't even necessarily have to box. I want people to know that they can, you know, even this last year, my whole life has changed. Even in this last year, you know, I got my wife, I got a new little baby girl on the way. You know, I've changed, my whole life's changed. I've changed my living ways, you know. I'm really working hard to, and this is true happiness, right?
Right.
So that's what I'm trying to tell people, is like, at one point in my life, I was not happy, not that long.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
You know, even a year or so more ago, a little over a year ago.
Right.
You know, I was not happy in life, really. And I prayed and God blessed me, you know, with the way my life's going now, and I want to share that, you know, share that love, share that with people, and like you said, man, we could reach different people, and that's what I want to do.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's what prayer is always a blessing, and can, I'm telling you, you can do things that you didn't know you could do with prayer or manifestation in your life. But at the same time, you know, hard work, you can't beat it. And I've noticed you coming back from the things that you have came back from, and the work that you put in. And it's, I mean, like I said, it's definitely not going unnoticed. It's incredible to watch you do what you do, and to become the guy that you have became. You know, I've always, like I said, I've always loved you, you know, from the get-go. It didn't matter the struggles that you went through. You've always been an incredible person. And that's anybody that really knows you knows that this life that you have now is well deserved. You know what I mean? This is something that you definitely needed in your life. And I'm happy, man. I'm blessed to be able to sit here and see the person that you are right now.
Yes, and I'm thankful for that, bro. And that's why I say, man, in certain people, we've known each other. We go way back. You've seen firsthand, you know, certain things that have happened or whatever. But it's a blessing that we can grow together and talk about them times, and still grow off of that and sit here together, you know, today and share our, you know, both of us share our message, share our love. Like, you know, we both have we have everybody's got past, but
yeah.
You know, now it's number one is like, yes, love the boxing, love everything I'm doing with the boxing, love that world. And I also love, you know, I want to get a following to not only for my fights, but to just give people hope, you know,
right.
Give anybody hope, dreams, you know, and even at times, like you might think that you're not enough or you're nobody, but don't give up. And keep pushing forward and just gonna make it. Like, you know, like I said, there was a point where I was not happy in my life, and now right. I couldn't be happier. Like,
right.
I mean, of course, you know, you can have a couple of head touches here and there.
Yeah, there's gonna be speed
but
bumps.
I'm blessed, you know, right. I'm blessed. I got a beautiful, love my family.
Right.
You know, it's crazy because, like, we'll start our morning, you know, 4 a.m., whatever, you know. We pull together as a family, even with the boxing. Like, this is, we pull together in every part of it. In,
right.
In the training and the love. Like,
right.
Our little family is so close. It's not just me going to the gym, but we going to the gym.
That's good, though.
We at the gym, though.
Yeah, it takes that, man. You know what I mean? Like, to have somebody that's there to support you throughout the whole thing, and not just to support you, but to know that what you want is achievable with hard work and determination, and to have them there, not just support, you know, not at home supporting, but I mean there, that's incredible.
You know? And it feels like, you know, I tell Madison all the time, like, it gives me drive when you
right.
Like, that's, it takes a lot, you know. She's in the gym with me early in the morning, pick me up, you know, we go to work, you know, I mean, we've been together, and I love that. Like, you know, she sees how much I love this, and, you know, her and the kids, they love it as well. And I love that, you know,
right.
It builds us all closer. You know, I got the little boys being my corner man, you know, give me some water. And it's just builds, you know, strong relationships, you know,
right.
Ryan, basically, I mean, we're family. Like, this is a family. We bring family to the gym, and we're all family. Like,
right.
You know, it's great. This is all a blessing, man. I just,
meh.
I got so much through my head. I'm like, I'm just happy and blessed and thankful, man.
Yeah, that's good though, man. But that's a good thing about this show, man. It's not, you know, we don't have no scripts.
Right.
We're just going off the cuff, man. We're just talking about the things that do bless us, things that do make us happy. And like I said, man, you're a humble dude.
I appreciate it.
It's incredible to watch. Yeah, man. So you've got the boys, and the boys are in the gym with you. And now they're about to be big brothers.
Yes. We got a baby girl. Our baby girl is actually, so the fight's February 8th. A baby girl is due February 17th.
Right.
So, you know, we're cutting it close, man. You know, just bet. I feel like the baby girl, she knows when we're in the gym too. All the kids are excited, you know, to have the little sister. They all wanted a little brother though. Right. So they're kind of, that was only, that was only downfall.
Yeah. But you know, that's, they may wanted a little brother now, but once little sister's here and they become in that protective mode, man, they're gonna be glad that they got
a sister. Yes. And that's another thing, like, man, I'm blessed to be a dad. Like,
right.
I'm so thankful to be a dad. You know, of course we all have past, you know, like we talked about, but you know, my whole life this year is crazy. You know, better late than never, so they say. I'm 33 years old, and you know, I'm not necessarily proud of a past that I've had, but I'm proud of what I'm doing now.
Right.
To get my life back, you know, to live life as you're supposed to, you know, as God meant for us to do. Like, I'm a happy husband, you know, being a dad is the best thing in the world. Can't wait to see my baby girl come into the world. That's gonna be huge. That's huge. And right. I want all our kids to know, I love them so much, each and every one of them.
Yeah.
It's just I love being a family man, and I just can't say that enough. I had to throw that. Just, I love it. Just, I cherish that so much. Family,
right?
Family and close people is just. Just this, even this stuff that we got going on, bro. This is family. This is good bonds. This is, you know, I love that we came up with this idea and the way that you're so creative, bro. It's crazy you put this stuff together and make it happen. I'm like, every time you send me something, I'm blown away. I'm like, golly, I don't know that.
It's people like you, though, that inspire me to do that, man. You know, yeah, I got a, you know, God-given talent, and I'm blessed for that. But at the end of the day, if I don't have somebody there to inspire me, you know, muse, then it just goes to the wayside. So people like you, Tony Rhymes, you know, people that are gifted in their own craft, that's what inspires me to do what I do. And my biggest thing is I love watching people chase dreams, bro. That is my biggest thing, man. That's why you'll see me push so hard on art for Tony, or you'll see me do podcasts to try to get the fans to see the artist, or in your case, the fighter, because I want people to achieve that dream and to know that I'm a part of that. Just to know that. Even if it's a small part, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to know that I was a part of somebody achieving their dream, and to know that if I had a helping hand in that, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So we're going to definitely do some creative shit together.
I love that. And we're going to grow together too.
Yeah.
You know, like even this is our first little show together. I know. I was a little nervous. That's not real life. What's going on? You get nervous before anything.
Right. Yeah.
But just sitting here talking gets comfortable. You know, it's cool. This is cool. Like, we're only gonna get better.
Yeah.
So
yeah, for sure.
Each time we probably do this, you know, maybe weekly. So each time we're gonna get better. We're gonna try to get messages, and we'll talk about everything. You know, we wanna talk to everybody and get to everybody, and we can all grow together as a community.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
That's what I love too. It's great. This is gonna be a big year for us all, man. Wave Runners, they're a big year for them. You know, it's Tony Rhymes, he's doing some things. I'm always seeing that. Let's keep up the grind, keep up the good work. And it's gonna be a big year for boxing, for our fights. You know, Coach Mossberg's got a big plan this year. We got a lot of big things coming. We're gonna one fight at a time, of course. You know,
right.
February comes up. I'm fighting Omar Navarro, tough kid. You know, it's gonna be a great war. It's gonna be, people are gonna get what they pay for. Like I said, get with us to get tickets. It's gonna be a Frank. Frank is on my team. Frank is just a dog, man. I was telling you about Frank earlier.
Right.
He, you know, there's MMA. he was running some MMA. He's got a good fight coming up. He's working day in and day out in the gym, just grinding, and I can't wait to watch him fight. So we got a couple guys on the card that show maybe more being matched. So as of right now, there's definitely two of us, but there's going to be a lot of great talent there, a lot of local talent. So like I said, don't be too late on the tickets, because it's going to fill up quick.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's another one, you know, we talk about Ryan Mossberg and Mossberg Boxing Academy. That's another great story, too, to watch and see what he did, you know, from training people in a garage.
Oh, yeah. And I loved it. I'm glad we touched on that. I love to tell that story. I love to talk about that because, you know, we go way back. I've known Ryan for a while. I believe probably since I was 18. But I saw him come. I saw from him grow from, I'm talking about he had in his garage, you know, him and Pops freaking, they had a tractor tire flipping. We're trying out the garage. You know, they talk about a dream. And that's another reason why I love rocking with him, man. It's like, I feel like we, and especially him, you know, that's cool to come from your garage and to see where we're at now.
Yeah.
He's got it going on. I mean, the gym is great.
Yeah.
And it's growing, you know. He puts his passion into that, his life into this, you know. And also there is about to be some noon classes as well.
Yeah.
He's full-time with it, man. That's what he loves. This is it.
Right.
It's his passion. It's his dream. He grew up from the garage, you know, had another little garage in Arkansas. You know, I used to travel around and try to work with him any chance I get, you know.
Right.
Great coach. And just to see how he's growing and evolving every day. And he cares about his fighters.
Right.
Cares about us, puts time in. And, you know, he makes moves for us.
Right.
And so it's I'm blessed to have him with us, you know. It's,
yeah.
It's a blessing to know him and to watch his dream come true. And he's still growing to his dreams, but to watch his dream come true gives others hope. Like,
right.
I'm chasing my dream. We coming. We're going to the top together.
Yeah, for sure, man. And he's done it too, because he's produced some killers out of his gym. You know what I mean? Out of his garage. You know what I'm saying?
Garage built gangsters.
Yeah, only
if you know about that. Only if you know.
You
if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, man. It's pretty cool. So the tickets that you got. You said you had some GA tickets.
I have plenty of GA tickets. They're going quick. We got probably, I said we have maybe, I don't know, but they're dropping. You know,
yeah.
I'm thinking about, we have what, two ringside? I think I got two ringside tickets left. So I mean, the ringside's already almost gone.
Right.
So I don't know exact number on GA, but. Like I said, they are going quick.
Right.
So it's the GA is $40. Also, we're having shirts made. If you would like to get shirts, we're putting a final order in on shirts pretty quick. So, you know, we only got about 5 weeks left until we get this action going. So,
yeah.
It's coming quick.
Yeah, man. And that's what's, you know, you can't beat. Like, especially around here in this area. It's not that far of a drive to Neosho and to be able to, you know, I hear it all the time. Man, we ain't got nothing to do around here.
Right.
You know what I mean? No, you do. You just got to know where to go.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And this is a fight, a boxing match. If you're a fan of boxing, you're a fan of MMA, you're a fan of any combat sport, this is somewhere you need to go.
There's lots of good team. You know, there's lots of good talent. There's a couple other boxing gyms around, you know, that produce good talent. You know, Dallas Cook, Heartland Boxing. They're going to be, some of them guys are going to be on the show. You know, there's good talent. Everybody's producing. You know, so it's going to be something you definitely don't want to miss. So whatever, you know, whatever gym you really like rocking with, they're probably going to have somebody on the card. You know, it's a good local show. It's going to be lots of fireworks that night.
Yeah, sure. And if you don't have a gym that you've been rocking with, this is a perfect opportunity to go in and
absolutely
find what gym you want to be rocking with.
The hardest part is getting to the door.
Yeah.
Once you make that happen, you're going to realize once you get there, it's such a great environment, man. You just can't go wrong. You're going to love it.
And there's a lot of people that, like you said earlier, you don't have to go to a boxing gym and in the hopes of becoming a boxer.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could be 50 years old and walk through that door and box for fitness or just to keep yourself, you know, sharp.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a big part of being a part of a team. You know, you come in, you know, some guys that have never fought yet, they'll help you just as much as a guy that's got 50 fights.
Right.
You know, that's the thing about our gym is we all learn from each other, and there's all new, you know, everybody, there's people at different levels, every level. So you're never going to feel out of place. And Coach Mossberg, you know, he's so good at building you up, making you feel confident. And, you know, you're growing every day. The main thing is consistency is key. So you can't go one, two times and then boom, you're like, oh, well. You go long enough to get a picture. Come on now.
right.
Not saying no names, but I know if you watch this, you're going to know what I'm talking about.
That's funny.
Oh, man. It's all love, though. It's all love.
That's too funny, though. Man, when it comes to trainers as well as coaches, you can't get any better when it comes to working the mitts than Ryan Mossberg.
Oh yeah, man. And he's always wanting to learn. He's always coming up with new stuff, dude.
Right.
You know, like, hey, check this out. What he's learning too. It's not like he's not one of them coaches that just, this is it. It's the way whatever your style is, he's gonna crisp that up, and you guys are gonna learn together.
Right.
So he's gonna fit his around you, and you guys are gonna, you know, it's solid. So, and he's cold with it. Yeah, he's worked with top of the line guys, and it's great to watch him evolve even more. You know, and he's all for his fighters. Like I said, you know, he's making moves behind the scenes that nobody even knows about. That's blessing our team. That's
right.
You know, blessing me, blessing our team, blessing my family, all of that. Like, it's just, it's great. It's great to be a part of it. You know?
Hell yeah. So we know that you box around this area, or I guess this is your pro boxing debut. But you have fought MMA. So tell us what's the difference between MMA? Like, which one do you prefer? And what is it that causes you to prefer it more than the other?
It's a different world. It's just a different world. You know, I love and respect both sports so much. I love MMA. That's where I really, you know, I started training jiu-jitsu around 16. I loved it, you know. Love going to jiu-jitsu tournaments. Love. I used to be a ground pounder, man. I used to love it. You know, I loved just scrapping. But growing into now, I'm full time boxing team. You know, growing to from training MMA to boxing is like a night and day. Boxing is really like chess. You know, like it's more. There's so much into boxing strategy. You know, Theron, I'm so thankful for Theron as well. You know, he's a great coach. One of my corner men, one of my coaches, Theron Couch, man, he's great. He knows a lot, and he's always helped me. He really has broke me down. Him and Coach really broke me down from kind of the MMA, kind of like scrap, let's that's right. We rocking. Going from that to slowing down, you know, I'm really learning every day to, you know, if I get caught, I got to keep my head and we're boxing. I'm trying to gain points. I'm trying to win this the long way. You know, we hear it the long way. So it's really, there's a lot more. It's a lot more angles. I would say a lot more mindful in the boxing.
Think of man's game. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It definitely is that, and I'm learning to really kind of. We call it the backyard trailer park style, you know.
Right.
So, all kinds of stuff. You know, we're trying to keep when I get caught, just stay composed. You know, because sometimes that little excitement, fight. and you love it. You know, we spar in rounds a day, and you know they get on me like, hey, don't. Pump the brakes a little bit, you know, because
right.
I'll get caught. And then that only makes mistakes, you know, if you get caught and
right.
and go like that. So I'm really learning how to be a boxer, be a good boxer, you know. Yeah. And I'm with the right guys to do it, and I'm learning a lot every day, you know. So the difference is, I'm not sure. It's at the end of the day, they're both fighting. We're both going for the same goal, win.
Right.
You know, so this is just a different style, and I'm loving it. I'm learning every day. I love, you know, I ain't got to worry about nobody kicking me. That's for dangerous.
You know, yeah.
And that, but, you know, and that's also, that's another difference in that, you know, in MMA, you got options, a little bit more options,
right,
you know, because a lot of people don't see the options in boxing, but in MMA, if you're jabbing me out, standing up, if you're whooping me standing up, we're going to the ground,
right,
period.
Right.
You know, I'm not about to let you just hang here beat me up. But sometimes you go to the ground, get you a rest, you know, a little bit,
right.
But boxing, you're in there. You got
right.
to in there. Ain't no going to the ground. Ain't no, you know,
yeah.
Ain't no, but you know, that also, and just because you take away the knees and stuff like that does not take away the danger though.
Oh, no.
Boxing is dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
And people
absolutely.
Are cold with it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what people all the time talk about. Yeah, but they got gloves on, man. They're padded. That's padded for your hands. It's not padded
right.
for your hands.
Right.
You know,
you know, I think I'm boxing, I think in 10s. Or no, I'm boxing in 8s.
Oh, yeah. Eight ounce gloves.
135. Yeah. So, you know, those are like little bricks, period.
Right,
You know, you tape them up and just little bricks, you know.
Yeah. Not only that, but I mean, gets that friction and cuts your face.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. So the really the gloves. I mean, the gloves are there, you know, of course. But
right.
you know, sometimes though, it's even more dangerous.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's more to club somebody with.
yeah, for sure. Yeah, man. You know, what's kind of crazy is you can see in combat sports too. You can watch. There's a lot of people that are really good at MMA that try to transition into boxing. That aren't really all that great.
Yeah, you see it all the time.
Or vice versa, you know
right.
what I mean? So, it's definitely, you're right, two different worlds. I say that like I'm a fighter.
No,
but you know what I mean?
You've been
like,
around
I see
a long
it.
Time,
yeah.
both angles, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I love, you know, you've been there for a lot of my MMA fights. And,
yeah.
You know, even my last one, you're announcing my last MMA
yeah.
fight. I love it, man, it's
yeah.
a blast. So you know firsthand. You've seen, just like we were talking earlier, you've seen the ugliness of the weight cuts and
yeah.
you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's all we all in this world together.
Yeah, you know yeah, I mean? For sure. Yeah, man, I'm pretty pumped about it too. February 8th, man, like I said, February 8th, New Ocean, Missouri. You guys have got to get the tickets, man. I'm telling you right now. You don't want to be, if you ain't there, you'll hear about it. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
If you don't, if you wasn't there to see it yourself and to talk about the memories and to share your pictures, then you're gonna be sitting at home scanning through your phone and you're gonna see it anyway. So
it's gonna be a great night. It's gonna be a blessing, man, you know. We get to have our kiddos there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We already got, you know, we already figured that out. So that's alone is awesome, you know.
Right.
To have the kids proud, you know, that's first and foremost.
Yeah.
That'll put you on top of the world.
Yeah.
So to have them there, you know,
yeah.
they all the kiddos love it. And they're gonna be right there rocking it, ready, very
yeah.
excited, you know.
Yeah,
so
for
that
sure.
that really means a lot, you know, and so I can't wait. It's gonna be a great night, like you said. You don't want to miss it. A
yeah.
lot of great fights.
Yeah. And then we talked about the shirts, man. You definitely. I mean, even if you don't go to fights, man, get a shirt.
Get with us
because,
ASAP. If,
yeah.
if you do, well, we'll have more coming too as well. So like this is our first fight back in a while, you know. So,
yeah.
But I'm excited to show everybody when I. To go out and show everybody what I've been doing and what I've been working on and continuing to pass the message of a good Lord too, man.
Right.
You know, I'm not perfect by any means, but I want to pass the message of the good Lord and what he's
yeah.
doing in my life and in our life.
But. Right. And I'm not one to, you know, I'm real big about leave the past in the past. The present, you know, the present is called a present for a reason. It's a gift.
Yeah.
And it's so you can prepare for your future. But I do want to say real quick to the audience to let them know, man, that you can overcome. You had served some time
yes.
and some good time.
Yeah.
So to see somebody like this and to see him overcome things, man, it's doable. And if Colton can do it, I mean, I know he's a, like I said, he practices that grit hardcore, but if he can do it, anybody can do it.
And that's the main thing. That's what the message we want to get to. Like you said, the past is the past, but you know, no, nothing. If you want different, if you want new life, then you know, there's no stop. Like, you know, I'm chasing. I want to better my life every day, and I want everybody to do it with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to pass the good word that, you know, there is happiness, there is love in this world, and there is hope. And it's life's too short to be upset and mad all the time.
You know? Yeah, for sure.
Even this morning, I woke up in a bad mood. You know, yeah. It's terrible.
Right. Everybody does.
And I feel bad, but like I just get to thinking, man, life's too short for that, you know? Yeah. So I got to get over that, you know?
Yeah.
When going to get punched a little bit helps, you know?
But, right on. But see, that's a, you know, the anger and shit is more dangerous than getting punched. You know what I mean? Like, you could go to the gym all day long and get punched in the face by some killers, bro.
Yeah.
But carrying that anger is more dangerous and worse for you than, you know what I mean? Like, and it's a big thing, you know what I mean? A lot of times you're going to come across people in life where the fight within yourself, dealing with people is going to be a worse battle for you than, for instance, like you going and stepping in the ring, you know what I mean? And you got some hellacious fucking battles under your belt, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I think the biggest battle that you've ever faced is yourself.
Right, and that's the truth, yes. You know, I've had a past battle with addiction, you know, and that's another thing I want to, there's another way I want to reach out to people is, you know, not only was I living not a good way, making not good choices, but I was also battling addiction. So I want people to realize, like, that's not the only way, you know. And it's easier said than done, and I know firsthand.
Right.
So if I'm telling you, like, you can make it, and you can, there is happiness. If you know, God will get you there, you know, and just
true happiness.
True happiness. Yeah, it's easier said than done, like I said, but
because a lot of times your alcoholism or your drug use or whatever. That's not true happiness, man. You may think it is in the moment,
right?
But you're just putting a band-aid over something, you know, a wound that is never going to heal unless you really.
Right, and that's why I want to reach as many people as we can with this, because like I said, I don't know the right ways of everything, but I sure know what don't work.
Right.
And you know, I'm 33 years old, and no, I wouldn't say wasted, but I've took a little bit of a different road most of my life, and I'm thankful and blessed and happy, true happy now, and I want to show that it can be done.
You know? Right.
So that's a big thing that we want to get out.
Hell yeah, man. I think we've kind of touched on everything. People got to know a little bit of you, and like I said, man, I'm sure there's gonna be a lot more that we do touch on throughout different shows. But I think
this is an up and coming thing. We're gonna keep. Yeah. This is gonna be great. So grow with us. Like, share, follow, you know, all that good stuff.
Subscribe.
This is going to be great. Grow with us. We're going to do this. This is going to take off. It's going to be a big year for all of us.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I haven't announced it officially. Before we get off this show, I haven't announced it officially. I did talk to you several times, so I'm going to go ahead and announce it officially today on this show. Wave Runners in Bartlesville. So Wave Runners Bartlesville, Wave Runners Bash Bartlesville. It'll be this summer in June. And what's going to be cool about it is we're going to crown the very first ever crowd reaction champion. And we got a lot of people on this card, a lot of people that are, you know, a lot of artists. So it's going to be really cool. And my announcement is, you got pro boxer right here, Colton Kavner. He plans on being the belt presenter to the champion. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty big. So man, I'm telling you, like you said, man, Wave Runners Entertainment is a big year.
Big
Colton
year.
Kavner, man, it's gonna be a big year for you. And I definitely see not only this fight, but, you know, you guys, I think you can go travel now abroad.
Oh, yeah. So it's opportunities, all opportunities. You know, it's like, it's going to be great here. And another thing I didn't, you know, necessarily touch on too much is I want to thank each and every one of my training partners.
Yeah.
You know, everybody on my team, and not just you know, me and Frank that's fighting. I want to thank every single person that shows up and gets that work with us. You know, we have open gym on Saturdays, open mat. There's a lot of good guys that come in and spar with us, give us good rounds. So really, I'm that's another thing. I'm thankful for everybody involved. Every single one of you that trains with me, and we help each other get better every day. I love that, and I'm thankful, and I'm blessed. So my training partner is huge. Can't. You know, I should have said that first, you know, way back, but training partners, man, I can't do it without them. We grow special bonds, you know, over these camps. Together.
Yeah. Incredible, man. And then right before we I keep saying this, and the show just going to get longer and longer and longer. But I did want to touch base real quick. You did that promo shoot, video shoot, man. We want to give a shout out to them too.
Because
that was incredible. You know, I talk about me being creative and stuff. Jesus.
These guys
are incredible.
Yeah, we can't forget them. Matt Parsons, man. That dude, yeah. They got that. If anybody watched my video, go to my page, watch the video. There's been a lot of shares, a lot of views, and that they did a lot of great work, man. I mean, that guy, he's got the whole setup. If you need any promo, anything, any pictures, you know, Outworld, man, Matt, get at him. Like, follow, share him. You cannot. We'll put the link. Somehow we'll put the link. You got to check him out, man. Just go check out Outworld and give him a like and give him some love.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I'm friends with a lot of artists on my page, too. And I'm telling you right now, man, if you guys want some good music videos, they're the ones to holler at. And I know he'll travel too. So give him a holler.
Yeah, that's another one of them people that's in, and he does it for the passion of it. You know, it's another thing. It's a blessing that, you know, he hit me up, and, you know, also want to thank, you know, Austin Smith.
Yeah.
You know, they hit me up and, you know, asked if I would be interested in working together. And now, like, it's another one thing. They're just starting out. So we're all going to grow together. Man. Right. It's a blessing. Go check them out for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man. We'll go ahead and call this show a wrap. You know what I mean? We'll definitely be back.
I love you, mama.
Oh, there we go. And your brother too, man. You gotta
get you know, little bro. I love you, bro. No doubt. We all tighten it.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, man, we're just gonna call this show. Definitely gonna be on this a week from now, or you know, whenever we can.
We'll keep them updated.
We're shooting for a weekly show.
So give us a like, follow, share, view, check it out, comment, tell us how you feel.
You got to hit that subscribe. See, when the boys were doing their show, you can go on there and you can see who, like, how many people have subscribed to watch it, and how many people they'd have like 98% people that watched it unsubscribed.
You gotta
hit that button.
You gotta just click it. Show the love. We're all working together.
Smash that bell.
Yeah. Right, no doubt. Thank y'all for watching. Thank you
for sure. And it's Colton, it's Vincent Van Gogh, man. We two fingers up and we out.